You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My boyfriend doesn't hit me, but he says terrible things and he treats me bad and it's getting worse. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Yep.
And Jed Brewer.
Ho, ho, ho.
There was an odd pause there.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know.
Radio silence. That's what
they
people love.
That. We pitched this show to Q-Rock. We said most of the time we will improve on silence.
Not all the time.
We want to give people the silence to compare it to.
Absolutely.
We are answering a question that came into our inbox tonight. That email address is thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It came in and it says, my boyfriend doesn't hit me, but he says terrible things and he treats me bad and it's getting worse. What do I do? Glenn, we can start you off on this. I think part of the thing here to start with is this is actually unfortunately common, right?
It is extremely common, and we want to recognize that we're not looking down on you that you have this problem. Everyone probably at some point in their life deals with this. And it's important for you to recognize that that someone acting abusively towards you doesn't say something about you. Mm-hmm. This is something that you can overcome, and we want to help you overcome that. We're praying for you on this, and we want to give you some tools today to help you with that.
I suppose you're right. And Jed, can you put some numbers to that commonality?
I sure can. The people who study these things say that approximately half of both girls, both women and men, will experience what you could describe as non-physical abuse from their significant other. At some point in their life, one out of two of every person you meet or know will experience the kind of stuff, unfortunately, that you're experiencing from their significant other. So one of the takeaways on that is this is not something for you to feel like I'm the only one. That often, the moment we start thinking that, we tend to get trapped in a cycle of shame, because if I'm the only one, maybe there's something wrong with me. There is not. There's nothing wrong with you. This, unfortunately, is very, very common, and we want something better than this for you.
I think that wanting something better is an important point to talk about. And Glenn, can you give us the quick breakdown for that of what people should expect out of a relationship? Just the real broad strokes on that.
Well, I think nurturing one another is the key thing. If you're, I can have all sorts of relationships with all sorts of people where it's tit for tat. You know, I pay money, I get a product, and that sort of thing. But having healthy relationships with our significant other is about someone building into me and nurturing to with me rather than trying to drain something out of me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. One of the other things about how common this is unfortunately, one of the patterns that abusive people will tend to take is an isolating reality. And part of that is who's going to believe you? Who's going to care? People will believe you.
That's right.
Out. This happens to one out of every two people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Somebody you're going to tell is probably at least known someone this happens to. It may have happened to them. We believe you. We're here for you. We care about you. We want to see a better situation for you in your relationships. And we're going to talk more about how you can get on that road when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
God, don't let me quit. Jesus, I don't have the strength unless you give me it.
Let me think that the welcome where you are.
here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm coming right in this time.
And Jed Brewer.
That was very prompt, and I salute you.
I'm a real radio professional.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot offer quality, but we can offer promptness.
That's right.
Isn't that what rock and roll is really all about?
In a way.
Sure.
Timing, in time, on
sure.
time, or something there. I feel sure of it. We continue to answer a question that came into our inbox. That address, if you want to write into us, is thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Question came in this week. It says, my boyfriend doesn't hit me, but he says terrible things. He treats me bad, and it's getting worse. What do I do? Jed, if I could just start us off, we ended that last segment by talking a little bit about what makes a healthy relationship. Can we expand on that? What are the things we should be looking for when we're in a situation here?
Absolutely, absolutely. Here's what defines a healthy relationship. I think there's a minimum three things we can look for. Mutual trust. We both trust each other. We've earned one another's trust, and we give that trust that we have earned, and that goes both ways. Mutual respect. We respect each other. We respect the other person's viewpoint and their decisions and their ideas. And likewise, they respect our viewpoint and our decisions and our ideas. And the last one is safe communication. In a healthy relationship, we feel safe to tell the other person what we're thinking and what we're feeling and how we're doing. And they feel safe to share those same things with us. If we don't have mutual trust and mutual respect and safe communication, then we actually don't have a healthy relationship anymore.
That's absolutely right. And Glenn, if I can get you to look at the flip side of that, our friend who writes in here is the first thing to point out is he doesn't hit me.
Right.
One of the things I think we want to say here is that does not mean you are not in an abusive situation. This
absolutely.
Abuse is not something that begins the moment where actual physical violence happens. What are some things we can look at for an unhealthy relationship that's on a bad road?
Well, I think certainly if we're in a situation where someone is abusing that power, trying to take power over you, as we were talking about in the last segment, if someone's not nurturing, but they're trying to use you, trying to get something out of you, manipulate in some sort of way, that could be with fear, that could be shame, it could be with guilt. But it's important to recognize that what you're describing is you're on a path. You don't need to go all the way to the end of that path to know where it's leading. It's important to recognize you don't have to make a case for this has to be bad enough for me to pull the ripcord mm-hmm. here. If it's bad, it's bad, and that's good enough. And give yourself permission to get out of a bad situation. Everybody who ended up in a terrible, terrible end story always says the same thing. I should have known it all along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and part of, I think, what people are speaking to there is almost all abusive relationships start out with a verbal component.
Yeah.
Right, that's
right. Where it comes out. As we're talking about with Jed saying there's things you should expect in a relationship versus things you should not put up with in a relationship, a lot of that is going to start with, and one of the ways we can gauge that is words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're in a relationship with someone who purports to care about you, purports to want the best for you, words should be used to build up and not tear down. Because someone who's trying to tear you down is trying to put you in a situation where you can't leave. Mm-hmm. As opposed to someone who's trying to build you up, who's going to put you in a situation and say, I want you to become as strong as you can because I don't think you'll want to leave because I'm going to treat you well. That's more we're looking at. We're going to look more when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythm with you.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm here.
And Jed Brewer.
You know I'm here.
Very existential and a little hip-hop on the rock and roll station. We continue to answer a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write in any time if you have a question for us. Our friend this week says, my boyfriend doesn't hit me, but he says terrible things. He treats me bad, and it's getting worse. What do I do? Glenn, if I can go to you on this, we talked a little bit about that last segment about how to know if we're in a good situation or a bad situation, some things we can kind of gauge. What's the next step on that if we think we might be in a bad situation?
Well, the next step is to get some help. Find somebody that can help you examine these things. Sometimes if it's one bad argument, you say, well, maybe this wasn't that big a deal. Everybody has a bad day. How bad does it really have to be before it's too bad? And that can be hard within the context of a relationship to figure that out, to be objective about it. But if you can contact somebody, sit down with someone, maybe it's a pastor, maybe it's an older person that can mentor you in some sort of way, but get an outside opinion on that so that even if it's just a little bit bad, you can work on that and improve it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. And Jed, if we don't know someone like that in a path, what are some advantages we can give? And we'll give you the numbers in a minute too. As Glenn is saying, just get that third-party perspective, that totally detached perspective.
Absolutely. Look, here's the best advice that I've ever received in life, and it's the best advice that I can give you. If you're not happy, change something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a huge change, but if you're not happy, change something. Don't keep doing the same thing.
Right.
That won't work. So that can be as simple as just asking a person that can be, neutral to give you their perspective. But here's a real warning sign for you. If you're not happy and you feel like you wouldn't be able to bring that up to your partner, that they wouldn't be able to have a conversation where you say, there's some things that are not working for me, then we want to consider that a huge warning sign. Mm-hmm. When we're not in a place where we can say, I'm not happy, that is definitely a warning sign. So the point of reaching out and trying to get a third-party perspective is because one of the things that happens a lot in abusive situations is the abuser has a way of saying, you're seeing this all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're imagining things. Mm-hmm. You're just crazy. You're making things up. You might have heard the term gaslighting. That's actually kind of what this is. Mm-hmm. You're just
being sensitive.
You're just being sensitive. Is it that time of the month? Is that what we're dealing with? You're always so emotional about things.
Yeah.
You make things up. Almost all abusive relationships have a component of that, where the other person is trying to say, your thoughts aren't valid. Mm-hmm. You're stupid and crazy, and you make stuff up. You need to be able to talk to a person that does not think those things about you, who can kind of cut through that and give you some outside perspective.
Absolutely, and a very good resource we can steer you towards that on that is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can visit them online at thehotline.org. There's a lot of good kind of resources that can help you deal with what we're looking at here. If you want to talk to someone directly, you can call anytime, toll-free, at 1-800-799-7233. Again, that's thehotline.org and 1-800-799-7233. And we'll be back with you with just a little more help here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you only.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Everybody knows I'm here.
And Jed Brewer.
That is true.
That's the worst beginning to a hip-hop song I've ever heard.
That's because
Everybody's aware I'm in the house.
That's because it's a blues lyric, and you all just lost.
Well, I'm in a constant state of blues.
I don't really feel like I lost, but okay. We continue to answer a question that came in to our email address, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. It says, my boyfriend doesn't hit me, but he says terrible things, and he treats me bad, and it's getting worse. What do I do? We've given you some basic relationship stuff to look at. We've given you some phone numbers and websites where you can get some help if you even think you're looking down a bad path. But now, even though Thanksgiving is over, we still have a little secret sauce left.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, you've been working for many, many years with people who, for reasons that are not their own fault, come into life with some warped ideas of what relationships should be and can be, and what are the kind of things you try to help them see to get to a healthy place?
Well, I think the main thing is to recognize any of us, as we were saying earlier in the show, can have a bad relationship, and it is what it is. That's just rolling the dice on life. But if you are looking at your life and you're seeing a consistent pattern of a certain type of bad relationship with some commonalities to those, then what we want to do then is to look at, is this a product perhaps of the way I see myself, my own self-worth, my own, you know, sense of what I bring to the table? Do I feel like I need to put up with something that's really pretty much not cool because I don't think I deserve anything better than that? So that may really have to do with the way you see yourself as opposed to the way that you see the relationships and the people you're in them. And what we would really encourage you to look at, given that, you know, our perspective is a Christian one, what we would encourage you to look at is getting to a place where you can see yourself the way that God sees you, and to see the value that he sees in you, the potential he sees in you. Sure, you're not perfect, but I think if you are undervaluing yourself, you're going to find a consistent pattern of poor relationships.
That's absolutely right. Jed, do you have one thing to tack on to the end here?
I just agree with everything that Glenn said. I bet in your life there are people who love you and believe in you and value you even when you're not sure about yourself. I also bet that if you're in an abusive relationship, your significant other really doesn't like you talking to those people. Maybe they can sense who those people are and tries to minimize interaction. There's a story, actually, Glenn brought up the Jesus thing. There's a story in the Bible where it talks about a guy going out and walking in a field, and he finds buried treasure in that field. And he's so excited about how valuable and amazing and incredible this treasure is that he immediately goes out and he sells everything he can so he can buy that land and have that treasure. And the thing to understand is, I bet you have people in your life that kind of feel that way about you. They look at you and they say, my friend Susie is amazing. You know, she is so cool and so interesting and so pretty and so smart. To me, she is treasure. I bet you have people in your life that feel that way, and you need to talk to those people. But if you're not sure, the thing we want you to know is God definitely feels that way about you. God definitely says, Susie is treasure as far as I'm concerned. Susie is amazing. Susie is incredible. I believe in Susie. I'd give up anything to have her. God feels that way about you. We feel that way about you. So don't let this be the last time you shoot us a message. We'd love to talk further because we love you and we believe you here on The Bridge Loud.
Absolutely right. You can send us that message to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.